We are talking with Sharon from Gardening with Sharon. It is all brought to you by Sun Star Nurseries. There's still that special summer promotion. You say you heard this ad. You can get 20% off any apple tree. Apple is a fruit. We're talking vegetables today. Blanching vegetables. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, good morning. August month is harvest month in a garden. I had this conversation just the other day, and it was about whether blanching vegetables before you freeze them really is important, and it is. This is a step not to skip in your whole freezing vegetable process. Now, for those of you who don't know what blanching is the process of heating or scalding vegetables, which sounds really mean. You heat them in boiling water or steam for a very brief period of time, and then you rapidly cool them in cold water. Now, the reason for this is it halts natural enzyme activity that actually ripens the fruit but continues to ripen it so where it continues to break down. So it halts that activity, and then blanching maintains color, texture, flavor, vitamins, and minerals. So another thing I want to tell you is blanching gives vegetables an extra cleaning by getting rid of dirt and microbes that might stay even after you initially wash them. And again, it brightens and retains vegetable color, and it softens the texture. Now, a thing about blanching is, Jackie Ray, is it needs to be precise, because if you underblanch it, it actually exacerbates that enzyme activity. And if you overblanch it, it causes flavor, color, and nutrient loss as well. So you go, okay, how do I even blanch? And that's in today's post. And today's post in Instagram and Facebook will have a link to a great freezing guide and what those different blanching times are for different vegetables.
Oh, very, very cool. So where do we find you?
You find me across the board, Gardening with Sharon on Instagram, Facebook, and that's the name of my website.